order up. We have reached the final division in our division by division NFL preview as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week we are ordering up the NFC South, one of the more unpredictable divisions in football. Both you and I were 1-3 last year, so we definitely need to pick that shit up. We definitely need to pick it up. But that was last year. This is this year. Let's at least get to 2-2. From 4-1, what do you got, D?
All right, so first up, I've got the Carolina Panthers. I think Canales will bring a spark to the offense, but they don't have a running back, and they traded away their best defender. So I have them sitting at number 4. Number 3, I've got the New Orleans Saints. Derek Carr could not win in Oakland or Vegas, so I don't see how we think he's going to win in New Orleans. Number 2, I've got Tampa. I'm expecting the same Baker from last year. I think they will struggle on defense, though. And number 1, I've got the Falcons. I think Kirk Cousins makes a difference for a team that will hand the ball to Bijan Robinson more.
Bijan.
What do you got, Z?
Bijan. Bijan. Bijan.
You can't really argue with Carolina because they're so terrible. How terrible are they? It doesn't matter that they have Deontay Johnson and Adam Thielen. They still have Bryce Young at quarterback. That's a problem. Makes you wonder, how many games will Andrew Dalton get into? Because that's really it. It's Bryce Young and Andrew Dalton. You've got Chuba Hubbard, Miles Sanders. Okay. Something. A little bit, at least. That defense. I don't know. They seem to be moving in the right direction. They brought in Jadeveon Clowney. Yay, I guess. So, it's going to be another year of hurt in Carolina. Number 3. I agree. The New Orleans Saints. Derek Carr. He is who he is. He's good enough to get you beat. That's who he is. Now, he's not throwing to Michael Thomas. He's really only got Olave and Shaheed.
Where is Michael Thomas these days?
He's a free agent. He doesn't have a job. He does not have a job. So, well, that's an interesting question. Who gets hired first, Michael Thomas or Kadarius Toney? Because we saw that Juju got signed by the Chiefs, which is why Kadarius, you know, is gone. So, you got Jamal Williams and Alvin Kamara, but you have some semblance of a running game. The defense still plays a little bit. There's still a good secondary there. You still have Cam Jordan. You still have some good players there. That's keeping you out of last. That's keeping you out of dead fucking last. The fact that you have Derek Carr instead of Bryce Young, that's what's keeping you out of dead fucking last. A slightly better quarterback. Slightly better quarterback. Number 2. I got the Falcons. Yes, they bring in Kirk Cousins. It's still Kyle Pitts. It's still Drake London. They need to prove that they are who we think they are. Because then you got Darnell Mooney and you got Ray McLeod. They went and got a kick returner to be their wide receiver 3, and they went and got a receiver from the Bears. There you go. That's a great idea. Team that can't throw the ball. We're going to get that guy. And Bijan and Algier are going to be Bijan and Algier. But is that going to be enough? Defense looks good. They brought in Matt Judon. They brought in Justin Simmons. They had Jesse Bates. Grady Jarrett is still there. You still got players there. You still have players there. And you got to think that that's going to be better. Question marks. Question marks abound. on the offensive side of the ball for Atlanta. And by default, number one, the Tampa Baker Buccaneers. He still has Mike Evans. He still has Chris Godwin. Rashad White, we're going to see more of him. He's going to show that he's a quality running back in this league. You still got Lavonte David. Joe Tryon, he's questionable, but when he plays, he's an impact player. Jamel Dean, when he plays, impact player. That defense, that secondary is still there with Winfield and Whitehead. And then you got Big Vita Vea cocking things up in the middle. All right? The one guy to solve the tush push. That big fucker right there in the middle. That big nose tackle. Right there. That's what you need. There you go. There's your blueprint. Have a big motherfucker.
You like it when they cock up the middle,
you,
really.
You gotta cock up the middle. That's it. How do we cock up the middle? We stick a big motherfucker right there. Be it Vita Vea. Big motherfucker. Really big motherfucker. With great hands. With great hands. So all of that is the recipe for success for Tampa Bay. This isn't really a Super Bowl caliber team. They can win a round. I can see them winning a round in the playoffs. This really is a one team playoff division, though. I really can't see it. I can't see it right now. The season, it may shake out differently. But right now, I'm seeing Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay alone in for the NFC South. But those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, FadeRouteMail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast, or drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ, and let us know who you're taking in the NFC South this season. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.